Page 42.
An encounter with UFOs. One dark evening in 1787, a strange light appeared in the sky above Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. "Look at that light in the sky!" shouted a small boy to his friends. "What is it?" All the children looked at the sky curiously. Then people started to come out of their houses to see why the boy was shouting. Soon there were crowds of people in the street, all looking up at the sky. The light was moving around in circles. "It's a sign from God," said one old man, frightened. "Maybe it's a message from another planet," said another. "It might be dangerous. Quick, run to your houses," shouted a woman. As she spoke, she took her children by the arm and ran with them to their house. Suddenly, the strange light disappeared. The frightened townspeople stopped running and looked up at the dark sky. They waited until they were sure that the light wasn't coming back. Then, slowly, they returned to their homes. "What was that?" they asked each other as they walked down the street. But no one really knew. The term UFO was not known in 1787, but that strange light in the Edinburgh night sky was the first UFO sighting ever reported. Since then, there have been thousands of reported sightings of UFOs all over the world. Because no one is really sure what they are, and because they appear in many different forms, they are called unidentified flying objects, or UFOs. If you would like to see a UFO, then Scotland is the place to go. There are about 300 reported UFO sightings there each year, more than in any other country in the world. "It is well known that strange things happen in Scotland," says Ron Halliday, the author of two books about UFOs in Scotland. "There have always been stories of ghosts, poltergeists and supernatural beings in Scotland. So maybe it's not surprising that so many UFOs appear in the sky in Scotland." "Scotland is the equivalent of the Costa del Sol for aliens," laughs Karen Gray, a Scottish tourist agent. Bonnybridge, a small village in the centre of Scotland, attracts the highest number of UFOs. During a period of 2 years, there were more than 200 reports of UFOs in Bonnybridge. About half the residents of the village, and also a few visitors, say that they have seen something in the night sky above Bonnybridge, but they can't explain it. UFO enthusiasts from all over the world come to the village with their cameras and binoculars, hoping to see a UFO. "I saw balls of light circling in the sky above me," said one reporter. He was visiting Bonnybridge to write an article about UFOs in the village. "It was a fantastic experience to see a UFO." But not everybody thinks that it is fantastic to see a UFO. For some people, this was the most frightening experience of their lives. And it changed their lives forever. Two Scottish families in particular would like to forget their sighting of a UFO. At 8 p.m, on the evening of September the 23rd, 1996, Mary Morrison and her friend, Jane Davis, were driving along a quiet Scottish road to do some late-night shopping in the next village. Mary's 10-year-old son, Peter, was with them. It was a dark night and the sky was clear. As Mary was driving, she suddenly saw some very bright rays of light shining from the sky onto the ground. "Look at those lights," Mary said. "Where are they coming from?" Mary drove closer to the lights, to see them better. Everyone in the car saw that the bright rays of light were coming from a dark object in the sky. It was triangular and had a small dome on top of it and small red lights under it. "Wow! What is that thing?" asked Peter, frightened. "Perhaps it's some kind of aeroplane," suggested Jane. "No way," said Peter. "It's triangular, and it isn't moving. I think it's a UFO."
"I don't believe in UFOs," said Mary. "There must be a logical explanation for this. Let's get out of the car to see it better."
Mary parked her car beside an old farmhouse near a small wood. They got out of the car and looked at the sky.
It was as if someone was shining two gigantic lights on top of our heads, said Jane.
While they were watching the dark object, it began to move and the two bright lights disappeared.
You see, it's moving, said Jane. It is an aeroplane.
No, it's not, said Peter. An aeroplane hasn't got a dome on top of it or red lights under it. I'm sure it's a UFO.
They watched the object as it moved far away from them. After a few minutes, they could only see a very small red light in the distance. Mary, Jane and Peter got back into the car and drove quickly to the next village. On the way, they discussed the strange object in the sky.
Well, I didn't believe in UFOs before now, but I'm not so sure anymore, said Mary. Perhaps we should tell someone there's a UFO in the sky.
But who should we tell? They arrived at the village and went into the shop. While they were doing their shopping, Peter saw a UFO magazine. They found the number of the magazine's research department and wrote it on a piece of paper. Then they returned to the car.
Do you think the UFO will still be there?
Peter asked in a worried voice.
I doubt it, replied his mother. It was moving away when we left the area, so I'm sure it has disappeared by now.
But Mary was wrong. On the way home, they passed the old farmhouse and stopped the car again. The small red light was still visible in the sky, far away in the distance.
Suddenly, the UFO moved quickly across the sky towards them. Peter started screaming, and Mary and Jane were also very frightened. Then the UFO moved far away from them again.
I don't believe it, said Mary. What's happening here?
I don't know, replied Jane. But I think that someone or something is trying to make contact with us.
I think we're in danger, said Peter. Let's go home. It's safe there.
Good idea, said Mary. Then we can phone the people at UFO magazine and ask them what to do.
They returned to Jane's house. Peter drank a cup of tea and soon felt much better. While Mary phoned UFO magazine, Peter told Jane's daughter Susan about the UFO.
You can't imagine it, Susan, said Peter. It was so big and dark and scary.
Susan didn't believe Peter.
A UFO coming to make contact with you, she said sarcastically. Why should anybody want to make contact with you?
Mary was talking to one of the UFO investigators. He was listening to her story with great interest.
Can you get us some photographs of the UFO? He asked.
Do you mean you want us to go back there?
Asked Mary nervously.
Yes, replied the investigator. Take binoculars and a camera with you this time. Then you can prove to everyone that you saw a UFO.
Mary and Jane decided to do what the investigator asked.
Without any photographs, most people won't believe our story, Mary said.
I want to come too, said Susan. I want to see this UFO with my own eyes.
Peter didn't want to be alone in the house, so he decided to join them
although he was frightened at the thought of seeing the UFO again. They left Jane's house and drove back to the old farmhouse next to the small wood. When they arrived, there was a bright blue light in the sky. The blue light was coming from a large object. It looked like a star. They got out of the car and watched the strange object for a few minutes. Suddenly, they got a terrible shock. On the ground, silhouetted in the strong blue light, they saw lots of strange little grey creatures. They were small and thin, with two arms and legs, but they didn't seem human at all. They had very big dark eyes, and their heads seemed too big for their bodies. They didn't have mouths. Mary, Jane, Susan and Peter couldn't believe their eyes. "What are they?" asked Susan. "They look like aliens from a Steven Spielberg film. My friends will never believe this when I tell them about it." The little creatures were in the wood and were moving in and out of the trees. A taller brown creature, about 2 meters tall, stood in the centre. Mary looked through the binoculars. "The little ones are doing some kind of work," she said. "They haven't got any fingers on their hands. They're taking boxes from the ground and carrying them on their arms to something behind the trees. I don't know what it is. It's triangular and they're putting the boxes into it. I think the tall one is controlling them because he's watching what they're doing." "Let me see," said Jane, taking the binoculars from Mary and looking through them. "Oh, he looks so strange. His head is big and round, but his face is completely flat. I don't know how he can see, because his eyes seem closed." Susan took the binoculars from Jane. "Let me see now," she said. She looked through the binoculars and then began to shout. "Oh, no! They're coming out of the woods! There are hundreds of aliens! They're coming towards us! And they're moving really fast! Quick! We must get back to the car!" The small creatures were everywhere. They appeared on the right and left of everyone as they all ran to the car. Jane and Susan were screaming and everyone was very frightened. In the panic, they forgot to take any photos. Suddenly, a bright ray of light shone down from the sky and illuminated the road in front of them. Susan, Mary, Peter and Jane jumped into their car and Mary accelerated away. As they left, the other three looked out of the back window. "The whole area is illuminated by an enormous blue light," Jane told Mary. "It's incredible." "In my opinion, they were trying to communicate with us," Jane remembered afterwards. "They were making strange high noises, but they had no mouths, so I don't know where the sounds came from." We were terrified. "It was a frightening experience, and we will never forget it," Mary told Brian Rooney, the UFO investigator who came a few days later to hear the story. The children were terrified. "None of us wanted to sleep alone that night, so we all slept in the same bedroom with the lights on." "The memory of that evening will always be with us," said Jane. "We're still very frightened and are trying to forget that it ever happened. People think we're crazy, and some say we imagine the whole story. And, of course, we haven't got any photos to prove it. But we've got no doubt. We saw aliens and a UFO that night, and no one will ever persuade us that we didn't."